This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we don't want teachers and parents to be at war. Teachers are an extension of us throughout the day. In fact, teachers spend more time with our kids than we do as parents, and we are very grateful and indebted to our teachers. But sadly, when COVID came to play, as well as issues with labor shortages and things like that, parents and teachers were pitted against each other. When it came to masks, when it came to critical race theory, when it came to COVID. And so we have this, rather than this partnership between parents and teachers, we have this animosity, we have this fight, we have this little war going on. And so in Chicago, apparently schools got canceled again. Classes got canceled. And remote learning, from what I understand, might not start for about another few days until next week. Teachers say they will not come back to school until the kids get COVID tests. And according to Daily Mail, it could be with or without parental consent. So Thursday marked the second day of what the city and public school officials called a, quote, illegal strike by the Chicago's teacher union. It was announced at 11 p.m. on Tuesday. Its members would refuse in-person learning until the district implements its demands. The CTU is led by Jesse Sharkey. They want an opt-out COVID testing regime or regimen that would see pupils tested without parental consent. Now, this is a little farther than what we're seeing with New York City and L.A. school districts. L.A. school districts, you can't return without a negative COVID test. But the problem is parents are having trouble finding tests. There's not enough COVID tests, and I think it's a waste. You need these COVID tests in the hospitals. We need these COVID tests for people who are about to take care of their elderly mother. Kids going back and forth to school when they already are sick, and many of them don't test positive anyway on these tests initially. I think we're wasting these tests, having thousands upon thousands and hundreds of thousands of kids not, you know, test just to show up to school, and then they turn up positive 2 days later anyway. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has hit out at the proposal. She said they're not going to be in a world where we do a quasi-medical procedure on little children without their parents' affirmative written consent. She says we're not going to flip the switch and take from parents the ability to determine for their own family whether or not there's going to be testing. Now, the teachers union is also demanding that the city and Chicago public schools ask students to provide a negative COVID test in order to come back to in-person classes and schools to go remote if 20% of staff were in isolation or in quarantine. So, I mean, I've said this each year, and I think I'm going to be a lot more vocal about it now, and we just talked about this yesterday. I think it's really time for us to rethink winter break and summer break. I mean, COVID is now on year, what, we're going into year three. I think it was leaked in 2019. All right, so we did have it, okay, in the fall and winter of 2019. Then we had fall and winter of 2020. Then we had fall and winter of 2021. And now we're going to be going into 2022. So as we enter into what may be year three of this, I think we've all come to learn it's not going away. We could hope that this Omicron might lessen the severity, you know, in terms of pandemic, but COVID and coronavirus variants, they're floating around the world. We're not doing much in terms of squashing it out with vaccination. We're helping save lives, but we're not doing anything in terms of getting rid of the pandemic. So it's going to be here to stay. And even before COVID, flu season would kill hundreds of kids a year. It would put teachers out. We would lose anywhere from 20 to 60,000 Americans every flu season anyway, sadly, every winter. So the winter time is one of the most ominous, deadly times of the year. It's also worst weather. And so schools needing to be closed or shut down or sanitized, or what we're seeing with this drama, is going to be almost a predictable thing every winter. Meanwhile, we have a nice, huge 3-month summer break. 3 months of kids not learning in school. Sorry, my banana. Something about bananas wanting to come out. Ate my banana, but not all the banana went down. So, why do we have a 3-month summer break when the weather's good? Well, I'm in Nevada, so the weather kind of stinks. But we have a 3-month summer break. The kids get bored. They're playing video games. The parents aren't vacationing for 3 months. And if they are, I would say don't and get those kids back in school because kids need to learn. I mean, you know, a kid stops learning end of May and then they start learning again in September. It doesn't make sense. Why not have a shorter summer break and a longer winter break? I've said this before, I've said it yesterday, and I'm going to say it again. But teachers and parents, we have built a system of, and I'm not saying everybody's right, and I'm not saying everybody's wrong, but we have now a situation where teachers and parents are pitted against each other. Teachers don't want to get COVID. Teachers are probably thinking, how am I teaching half a classroom of kids? Everybody's out with COVID.
I couldn't hear what you said.
Everybody's sick. So people are sick, you have one kid behind, you have another kid behind, you have another kid ahead, you don't have everybody learning at the same level because people have been out, and then on top of that you have the quarantines and you have the isolation. It really isn't very feasible to be having proper, effective instruction during a time when a bunch of people are out sick. But we persist on having a 2-week Christmas vacation and a 3-plus-month summer vacation. And we don't have a lot of pandemic issues or flu or colds in the summer. Mind you, swine flu did hit us in the summer. We will every now and then have summer colds. And we did have the alpha wave. We did have a spike in alpha during our summer. But, you know, we have 3 months. 3 months that we could work with. So if teachers are going to year after year say, look guys, we can't teach our students, we're short staffed, everybody's sick, let's just make winter break longer. Let's make winter break 6 to 8 weeks. Then we don't have the travel chaos, you have more flexibility to see your family, and you have flexibility when you're sick. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. A couple of you have very interestingly emailed me about your TV show choice. And one of you asked if I've been watching Yellowstone. Another says you're a big fan of Dexter. I should see Dexter. I have seen Dexter. Excuse me. Dexter's interesting. Dexter, years ago, I think it was 10 years ago, one of our friends had said, you're going to want to watch this. It's kind of like a murder mystery, somebody into blood spatter. I was like, okay, is it going to be too bloody? I didn't know if I really, you know, I mean, when you're in medicine, you know, you really don't want to see a lot of gore type stuff. But it was actually fairly well done, the show. I thought some seasons were kind of stupider than others, but for the most part, I thought it was good. And I guess Dexter has a new season, New Blood. The first episode or two didn't really draw me in, but now I'm impressed. It's good. And, from a detective kind of a murder mystery sort of thing, that's not really what you're watching it for, because you kind of already know who the bad guy is in terms of, you know, I mean, it's pretty predictable in terms of
you know, who's, let's say, I mean, who's doing murders or whatever. And so, I mean, you know, when you watch enough TV and movies and you see the characters, you know that whenever there's a character, that character is going to be a suspect. And the character least given a lot of attention to is probably the one. So, Mayor of Easttown, fantastic show. Again, a lot of surprises, lots of twists. I was surprised. It's very hard to surprise me because I'm really good at picking up foreshadowing and guessing and, you know, things like that. But Mayor of Easttown did surprise me. So that was a fantastic show. So I kind of like the murder mysteries, but most of my shows that I like to watch are the ones where I don't have to think. I don't want to think. And so, Ted Lasso, I just want to laugh. I want funny Scrubs. I like watching the Marvel movies. You know, I just don't want to have to think about things. But what is interesting about the Dexter movies is the psychology of it, where you have people with patterns. Is it Michael C. Hall? I'm not exactly sure who the producer and head guy is, but the guy who plays Dexter, you know, he's very, very good at being this psychopath. And that's not a spoiler. He is somebody who needs to kill in order to live, I guess. And he only goes after bad guys. So you end up, you know, caring about and supporting the protagonist, even though he's a killer, right? You know, it's very interesting how they play the viewer. So when you're watching these shows, you're actually manipulated as you go, you know, and they make him likable. I didn't like him at first. I'm like, I can't bond with something like this. His character is very, I don't know, out there, but it worked. It just worked. You end up going, okay, you know, I understand he's battling this. I feel sorry for him. I mean, everybody needs therapy in that show. But so I have to admit, from an accuracy, somebody asked me about the accuracy in terms of somebody needing patterns and going through these patterns and these sort of rituals that they have. That is a very accurate, honest description of some people that have these sort of mental issues. And so you try to, in detective work and in law enforcement, find patterns. In medicine, you try to find patterns. Finding patterns is key. But you don't quit when you can't find a pattern, because many people with mental illness don't have one. You know, we're trying to look for logic. We're trying to look for consistency. You won't. There was a woman, and I need to find out where this happened, and we'll talk about it more when I get more information. But I heard there was a female who was, I think, at a Detroit bus stop, and she was just sitting there, and somebody came up to her with a shoelace and tried to choke her. And thank God somebody stopped. She was just sitting there, I think, on her phone. This was in Florida. It was a Miami bus stop. And just a woman sitting there. It was interesting. She was facing the wall. I've always been taught, just because, you know, of the military in my family, police in my family, I've always been taught you always have your back to a wall. Don't have your back to the public. And I guess Aaron Quinones, 27 years old, has been charged with felony attempted murder because he tried to strangle a 26-year-old who was just sitting at a bus stop. This was near the Miami International Airport on January 2nd. It was random. Pair does not believe to know each other. She was sitting there with her luggage, sitting there on her phone. He comes up and makes a noose with a pillowcase and just starts to try to kill her and overpower her. Thank God somebody stepped in. There's killers among us. There are people that are just no logic, no sense, animals. Quinones even punched the woman in the face. She tried to kick him away. A bystander wearing a green shirt approached the pair. He waved his arms, pulled Quinones. Video cuts out. And thank God there was a good Samaritan, because look at what happened with that woman that was getting raped on in Philadelphia on a train, and all people did was watch and videotape. So, you know, we live in a world where people are crazy. So you know, with Dexter, you know, don't try to look for 100% accuracy, but there are some things that absolutely do hold true to the psychological profile of somebody who's a killer. I was asked about Yellowstone. Yellowstone is interesting. Yellowstone I did get back into. I remember seeing the first season, and I was like, oh, it's okay. You know, I thought Yellowstone was trying to be another Dallas. I had some issues with a couple scenes. I thought it was kind of over the top. And for the first season of Yellowstone, and maybe it's because I really didn't, you know, pay attention too much and get into the story. But then I started watching it again, and I liked it, and it got good. And that's the thing with a lot of these shows, where it takes a good season or two. I mean, you got to be patient. You really have to be patient to get into these. And you know, most of our attention spans are shorter these days. And Hollywood has their work cut out for them to make sure that we get entertained and hooked early on, which is why with Avenger movies, they have always a killer opening scene. You know, Deadpool is what, you know, Deadpool is, again, part of the Marvel movies, I should say, not Avenger, Marvel movies. But they know that you need to have a good opening scene to draw people in. If not, they're done. And so with Yellowstone, they almost lost me. We got back into it, and it's pretty good. I haven't really watched a bunch of other shows. I need to, No, I don't need to. I got so much work on my plate. I don't have time. I've been working. I've been seeing patients all night long. So I don't, sadly, have time to watch shows. But Yellowstone is interesting because it has been, I guess their season finale was probably one of the most watched season finales in history, and they say it's a non-woke TV show. All Hollywood has, they check their boxes, and they make sure they are not being, I wouldn't call Yellowstone non-woke. I think Yellowstone is just like any other show, showing that they are being as progressive and diverse and, you know, making sure they appreciate the Native American culture and they don't misinterpret it. And I think Yellowstone is just as careful and just as conscious and sensitive to the new, concerns and calls for what should be in Hollywood shows as anything else. I wouldn't call it a non-woke conservative show. They are very sensitive to the animal rights groups. They're but because it's cowboys, because it's Montana, there's, you know, cowboy music, things like that. Apparently, it has really, really taken off in non-liberal settings because people feel like there's not much they could see or watch without there being politics put in. Well, Yellowstone has politics. Yeah, I mean, all these shows do. But it's nothing like Will and Grace was. Will and Grace, one of my favorite shows of all time. The second time it came around, in the newer seasons, they were just sitting there ripping on Trump. I that's not what I want to watch a television show for. I don't need to see somebody rip on Joe Biden or rip on Trump. I don't need to see, if I'm watching a show, I want to not think about what's going on in life. So Yellowstone, very good show. I don't want to call it non-woke. It's just as, just as sensitive, things going on right now in the world, and I think they handle it well. But it is refreshing to not have to, you know, listen to something about MAGA, you know, or some other sort of narrative being pushed. You know, and the scenery's beautiful. Montana's a beautiful state. The 1-877 Doc Deli.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate and House are in session on Thursday, 1 year after there was a riot at the U.S. Capitol. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and President Biden spoke at the Capitol. Biden giving what former President Donald Trump called a divisive speech, blaming the former president for the riots at the Capitol. Former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy on how he believes the United States will be once again a united nation.
This country is not going to be united because of some speech made by a president or a former president. It will only be united when the people are sick and tired of the conflict. Just have one set of rules.
The vice president also comparing January 6th to the attack on Pearl Harbor and the attack on 9/11. The House also holding a moment of silence as the session began. This is USA Radio News. The federal government is rationing the distribution of COVID-19 therapeutic treatments to the states. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis tells Fox News the government should have focused on therapeutics sooner.
The failure from the outset to really focus on therapeutics, I think has cost a huge number of lives.
The governor continues on Fox News by saying that testing people that are asymptomatic may be contributing to the shortage of tests.
The idea that somehow if you're just a young and healthy person, you just need to be going out and getting tested 4 or 5 times a week, or that you should force people to test to be able to go to school or to be able to do their job, that is not a good use of resources. And that's part of the reason why you're seeing the shortage, because you have a lot of low-value testing going on.
12 people were killed in Philadelphia when a converted 3-story row house went up in flames on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I realize some of you guys are a little frustrated, right? We are in the midst of this COVID wave. We're losing our voice. We sound like frogs. Some people are coughing. Some people are peeing on themselves when they cough. Some people are in the hospitals. And in fact, we need to talk about how some of the hospital numbers have been kind of inaccurate. But I know people are ending up in the hospital. We know that we are in a very deadly COVID, flu, heart attack season. This is not going to be an easy winter season at all. Please don't underestimate. Just because COVID is milder than others, we still have a whole other poop show with what we deal with this time of year. So it's a rough time. And so people are asking, where's our therapeutics? Okay? If we are not allowed to use ivermectin, and we are not allowed to use hydroxychloroquine, and we are not allowed to use fluvoxamine, or the Benadryl, or the Viagra, and all these things that we're hearing is being used in other countries, all right, then fine. What are we allowed to use and that America has approved? So I get you guys are frustrated. I don't work for the FDA. I don't work for the CDC. I don't work for the FDA. I'm not here to defend them. I'm not here to criticize them. I'm just here to tell you how the situation rolls. All right? So we have FDA emergency approved FDA drugs for COVID. Woohoo! Yay! Where are they? Well, it takes a while. We have Paxlovid from Pfizer. We have Molnupiravir from Merck. Nucleoside analog, and then the former, a protease inhibitor. These medications have been found to be effective. 30% for Molnupiravir, 90% for Pfizer, in terms of preventing hospitalization and death in early COVID. These are medications that are designed where if you have the early starts of COVID and you start them, it can hopefully prevent severe COVID. They are designed exactly like the way they need to be. It is the godsend we have needed for COVID. We needed it 2 years ago, but this is exactly what we've been asking. You get COVID early, you immediately, it gets picked up on a test. The test hopefully picks it up early. Then you go ahead, institute the medication. You could then stave off severe illness. That's why we have Tamiflu and other antivirals that we use for flu, Xofluza, so that as soon as you know that you have flu, it's been documented, or we think you have it, you take it, and it staves off severe flu. It's fantastic. I am a huge fan of that. I think therapeutics are something that I support. I know a lot of you guys are kind of anti-medicine, and you're like, no, you know, let your body do what it needs to do. But I still think you're going to get immunity. If you got sick, you feel sick, and then you take a medicine to slow down and prevent severe sickness, you're still going to get immunity. So I don't think it's going to really interrupt things or really prevent your longevity or our evolution as humans. So I am a fan of therapeutics. I'm not a fan of there being an inconsistency and a lack of guidance for people who are scared. And I am definitely not a fan of people being criticized and being accused of misinformation and horse deworming propagators and whatever for those who are trying to help patients get through this when the FDA-approved medication is not there and is not available. The other thing that I'm not a fan of is this kind of cluster that we're in right now and this poop show in terms of the testing. Because in order for therapeutics to work, we need to have tests. We need to identify who has COVID early. We need to have tests available, inexpensive, and accurate. When patients I am taking care of over the phone tell me that they took a COVID test last week and it was negative, they decided to retake it and it's positive, where the retake 5 days later comes up positive, now that therapeutic is gone. It's moot. You can't use it. You needed to use that therapeutic within the first few days. Same thing with monoclonal antibodies. The monoclonal antibodies are fantastic. When I heard that we had monoclonal antibodies, that's what Trump had gotten, and that's what Aaron Rodgers got. Monoclonal antibodies is like the mercenaries. All right, you know, if you don't have enough antibodies because the vaccine wasn't out, we have antibodies. We've made antibodies to block that virus so that virus doesn't go and infect the cell. It's fantastic. Monoclonal antibodies are the coolest thing since sliced bread. We just don't have enough of it. You know, doctors were telling me on Facebook, oh, there's plenty of monoclonal antibodies. The headlines have said there's a shortage. We have a shortage of it. Why? Well, because everybody's getting COVID. Yeah, we have a shortage. President Biden had said he is getting 20 more million doses of Paxlovid coming out in the next few months. Fantastic. Way to go, Biden. But I think we're going to be done with the Omicron wave by the end of January. So by the time those therapeutics come, we'll have it for the next round. So here we are a couple years in, and we have millions of people vaccinated, and good job with that. All right. I credit both the Trump and Biden administration. Fantastic rollout. We have had millions of people vaccinated for COVID, and I do believe, I know a lot of you guys disagree with me, I do believe the vaccine has minimized the severity of some of these COVID waves, but I do believe Omicron is also a disease of the vaccinated because we saw a lot of vaccinated people get it because vaccinated, the majority of the public is vaccinated, so obviously when Omicron hit, it hit the vaccinated because the majority of us are vaccinated. So this is not a war of the unvaccinated. Like I guess Macron says he wants to make the unvaccinated lives miserable. That's not good. You don't want to hear a leader of a free country talk like that. We'll talk about that later too. But we've done a great job. We have vaccines. We have therapeutics in theory. They just aren't here. So for those of you frustrated, you're frustrated because you have COVID now. I know you have COVID now. I know. Somebody called yesterday and said, I heard I could get Paxlovid on telemedicine. And I'm like, sadly, we don't have access to it. And I looked down on the drop-down menu and I saw it there. And I was like, oh, okay. But then a prompt came up saying it's still not in the pharmacies. So we're being told that the medication still isn't in the pharmacies. And the reason why is if we do only have 20 million doses, okay, the government has to be very, very careful with where these medications go. I mean, people were stealing toilet paper. I mean, look at the crime rates now. People are getting their, wasn't there somebody in the Navy, in my neck of the woods, where somebody just broke into her car and took all her Navy gear? I mean, people are stealing things. So if there's a pharmacy, and it gets word gets out that pharmacy has Paxlovid, what do you think these crime syndicates are going to do? They're going to want to sell it. They're going to want to have access to it. It's not a good move. We're kind of in a little bit of a very kind of scary situation. So for those of you going, all right, I got COVID. Where's my FDA approved drug? You're probably not going to get it this time around. So fluids, rest, monoclonal antibodies should still be available. So we do have monoclonal antibody clinics. In terms of testing, I've been saying this from the beginning, don't waste the test. We're having, all these, schools going, okay, well, don't come back unless you test negative. I tested negative for COVID. I don't trust it. I've been isolating from people all week. I don't care if I've tested negative for COVID. I lost my voice. So I told you, losing your voice might be a sign of COVID. So I've been isolating. I'm over the 5 days now, but I'm just going to play it safe until I get to, say I'm done with being home. See, I get to be in my studio, so there's nobody around. So I like, I don't like being alone. I don't like being alone. That's why I'm on social media a lot. But just assume you have it. Assume you have it. Don't waste the test. But, for those of you going, it's time the government goes into warp speed to get people their therapeutics or to allow people other options. You're not wrong. This has been a very, very long last couple of years, and this Omicron wave, it's bad. It's not an easy illness. It takes time. Once the FDA approves a drug, you aren't going to have a pharmaceutical company spend all this money and time making extra doses just in case they don't get approval. And so that's why now they're playing catch-up. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people still want answers. 12 people died following a fire inside a Philadelphia Housing Authority row home, quote unquote, that officials say had no working smoke detectors. 8 children lost their lives in the Wednesday morning blaze. This was the city's deadliest single fire in more than a century. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Sources tell Fox 29 they're looking into whether or not a Christmas tree caught fire. Maybe that was the cause. Firefighters responded to the three-story row home at 869 North 23rd Street in Philadelphia's Fairmont neighborhood around 6:40 a.m. Wednesday. Firefighters responded to the scene. They found heavy flames and smoke coming from the second floor of the home. Fire officials said companies began working to put out the fire. They got it into control, but it was still under an hour. I mean, still, that's lifetimes of time for a fire to be burning. But, I mean, they did the best they can, but for a person's life, it's just not enough. During the firefight, crews discovered that there were multiple fatalities. Wednesday night, authorities confirmed that the fire claimed the lives of 12 people. 8 were children, 4 adults. Fire officials said 13 people died, 7 of them children, but those figures then were later updated to 12. So family members say the victims range in age from 33 down to 1 years old. They said 2 of the victims were sisters, age 33 and 30, both of them moms. The sisters each had multiple children. It's unclear if all of them were home at the time of the fire and how many of them died. 2 other victims, including the child, were taken to area hospitals, listed in critical but stable condition. Several others were able to safely evacuate. So this is obviously, one of the more tragic fires that we've seen in our current history. The property is owned, operated, and inspected, they said, by the Philadelphia Housing Authority. It had been split into 2 units, and officials say 26 people were living in the building at the time. They said 18 people staying in the upstairs apartment on the second and third floors. 8 were staying in the downstairs apartment, which included the first floor and part of the second floor. That's according to Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy. You know, in the olden days with fires, all they could do was kind of like contain it. You know, you didn't have fire trucks in the olden days. You had, when there was a fire, all you could do is try to let that one fire just, once a fire hit, you're done. There was no way to stop it. And you just wanted to prevent other, casualties and other, the fire to spread. You know, now we just with foam and carbon dioxide or carbon dioxide and water and all the different things that we have, we're able to extinguish them. But what sadly happens is the noxious, assault that people get from a fire isn't always the burning and isn't always the flames. It's the smoke. When we spoke about the MGM fire that happened in the 80s, most of those people died because of the poisoning of the fumes and the carbon monoxide and the asphyxiation from the noxious fumes and then falling asleep, not getting enough oxygen, passing out and dying. It wasn't from the fire burning them, even though I think there was like a pyroclastic blast. There was like a blast that happened once the gas filled up in the casino. And then the MGM fire had occurred in the kitchen area. Most of the restaurants were all connected with, I think, a similar kitchen. And so the fire had started there. And so the smoke and the fumes had affected multiple floors, and people were trying to escape. They couldn't take the elevators, obviously, so they were taking the stairs and trying to navigate, tens of flights of stairs. Many of them had passed out, I believe, in the stairwell, we're told. And then those trying to flee the casino, we had in the 80s these automatic doors and these sliding doors, and everything was supposed to be state of the art. Well, those didn't work when things shut down and people were trapped. And then finally people were able to get out. But when I think one of the fire chiefs or captains who were there had said that minutes in, there was like an explosion where the fire just tore all throughout the casino because the fumes had built up and built up and built up, and then finally something ignited. And it was most of the deaths were not burn related per se, as much as people passing out from the fumes. And I had a fire in my house. It was very, very scary. It wasn't anything you would have expected to see. You see fire in movies. You see fire, and I remember the Gone with the Wind fire, and but that's not how it starts. It starts where there's some smoke, and I believe our smoke detectors worked, and I ran to see the fire, and the fire was in my grandmother's room, And it was already much farther along than I expected it to be. And the area around the closet was all in flames. There was, I guess, a light switch or a lamp nearby or a cord or something. And she had bought a bunch of things that were mail order and they were in plastic. And I'm not exactly sure what happened. But the ceiling had at least a foot thick with the darkest gray smoke that kept rolling. It's something I never expected I would see. It was a beautiful sight. I was just amazed at the mathematics, you know, and the physics behind it. But it was a very fast rolling wave of thick smoke that covered the ceiling. And I'm watching it and I'm mesmerized by it. Meanwhile, I see the fire and my father grabs me and says, get out. And I didn't have my shoes, so I was barefoot. And then we waited for the fire department and the house was a total, it totaled. The whole thing didn't burn down. The firemen got there in time. But there was these little black holes, these little black dots that were throughout the ceiling. And I forget, and with my science background, I should remember right now, but I'm blanking. But there were these little black dots that were equidistant from each other on the ceiling of most of the rooms after the fire. Almost like it was pressure. Almost like it was I need to look that up. If any of you guys are aware of fire and what those black dots on the ceilings were, can you remind me? And it was a sign that there was pressure buildup in the house, and it was a sign of an acute sort of pressure release. And I don't remember, and I apologize, but I just remember as a kid seeing those black dots equidistant throughout, and it could just be because, well, that's where the boards and the beams were, and you know, so there was, you know, I don't think it was some mathematical anomaly. I think it was, you know, based on how the house was built and how the ceilings were laid with the 4x4s or whatever, 2x4s, you know, going back into the house, the smell, you can't get rid of that smell. I remember my father was in shock, and we were with a fire inspector, and my father had his Folgers can of coffee, and he asks him, can we still use this? And the firefighter said, no, I wouldn't. And my father's like, you're right. And I just never saw my father, you know, like that. You know, he you could tell he was in shock, just in shock. And my Michael Jackson poster was destroyed and everything was destroyed. And so we lived in a motel, and I remember the school tried to do a collection and my parents wouldn't. They go, no, we don't. We're good. You know, we don't need help. It's fine. It's, you know, and they were very proud. And the community was amazing, but it's not easy. And we were lucky to not die in a fire, but having a fire is the most devastating thing that a child, could go through. And I mean, one of the most devastating things, and it's just sad. And we still don't know what happened in Philly. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.